This is the Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by E.E. Cummings. Edward Eslin Cummings was born in 1894 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The sounds and style of his adult writing can be detected even in notes he wrote to his parents when he was a child. He decided to become a poet at a young age, an idea that his mother encouraged by reading to him and suggesting that he write a poem every day, which he did into his teenage years. By the time Cummings was at Harvard in 1916, modern poetry had caught his interest. He began to write experimental poems that ignored conventional punctuation and syntax. In April of 1917, with the First World War raging in Europe and the United States not yet involved, Cummings volunteered as an ambulance driver in France. While in Europe, he and his friend were imprisoned in a French detention camp on suspicion of treason. A pacifist, Cummings had been vocal about his anti-war views and lack of hatred for the Germans. His first book, The Enormous Room, was a fictionalized account of his French captivity. Oddly cheerful in tone and freewheeling in style, it was well received. Cummings lived in New York and Connecticut, but went to Paris often to study and write. He spent time painting, and Cubist concepts influenced his poetry. Like the Cubist painters, Cummings wanted to depict different angles and perspectives in his poems. He did this by creating an interplay between spare language, the shapes of letters, and the white space of the page. The result often gives readers a new way of viewing a word or the world of language itself. Despite their non-traditional forms, Cummings' poems came to be popular with many readers. Some poems unabashedly focused on traditional and romanticized themes like love, childhood, and flowers. But there are also darker and satirical aspects to Cummings' work, poems that attack conventional thinking and society's restrictions on free expression. Cummings was prolific in his output. He wrote approximately 2,900 poems, 2 autobiographical novels, 4 plays, and several essays. Married several times, Cummings spent the last 3 decades of his life with Marion Morehouse. He died in 1962 in New Hampshire. The following 3 poems were recorded at the YMHA Poetry Center in New York City in 1959.
Anyone lived in a pretty how town with up so floating many bells down. Spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone, not at all. They sowed their isn't. They reaped their same. Sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew. Autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more. When by now, and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers, they slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon, and only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember, with up so floating many bells down. One day, anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little, and was by was, all by all, and deep by deep, and more by more, they dream their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit, and if by yes. Women and men, both dong and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their cane. Sun, moon, stars, rain. As freedom is a breakfast food, or truth can live with right and wrong, or molehills are from mountains made, long enough and just so long will being pay the rent of seam, and genius please the talent gang, and water most encourage flame. As hat racks into peach trees grow, or hopes dance best on bald men's hair, and every finger is a toe and every courage is a fear, long enough and just so long will the impure think all things pure, and hornets wail by children stung. Or as the seeing are the blind, and robins never welcome spring, nor flat folk prove their world is round, nor dinksters die at break of dawn, and commons rare, and millstones float, long enough and just so long, tomorrow will not be too late. Worms are the words, but joy's the voice. Down shall go which, and up come who. Breasts will be breasts, thighs will be thighs. Deeds cannot dream what dreams can do. Time is a tree, this life one leaf. But love is the sky, and I am for you just so long and long enough. Love is more thicker than forget, more thinner than recall, more seldom than a wave is wet, more frequent than to fail. It is most mad and moonly, and less it shall unbe, than all the sea, which only is deeper than the sea. Love is less always than to win, less never than alive, less bigger than the least begin, less littler than forgive. It is most sane and sunly, and more it cannot die than all the sky, which only is higher than the sky.
That was E.E. Cummings, recorded at the YMHA Poetry Center in New York City in 1959, and used by permission of Live Right Publishing Corporation. You have been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with PoetryArchive.org. To learn more about E.E. Cummings and other Essential American poets, and to hear more poetry, go to PoetryFoundation.org.